This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Welcome along to another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. It's been a busy week. There's a lot to squeeze into this episode. What have we got coming up?
There was a hunk shortage.
I was hoping to help out. Maybe there's a happy ending there, and maybe there isn't. You have to stay listening and find out.
You shooketh my brain and most of Kent when you found out some booze news.
Oh, shots will never be the same again. We're taking it to the next level, people, the next level.
I'm still not happy about it. One word, vanilla.
You're not happy about it. I am. That's the difference.
Meal deals got seasonal, speaking of food.
We're always speaking of food. But I can't believe no one's done it before.
And Bridlington are the inspiration of 2024.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say it, but our friends in the north of the country have actually stolen a bit of a march on us here in Kent. I think we need to up our game, particularly at the seaside. We're looking at you, Margate. We're looking at you, Dover. We're looking at you, Herne Bay, okay? You need to raise your game. You'll find out why in this episode of the Breakfast Buffet podcast. This is episode 88. It's entitled
Hunks, Horror and Hot Drinks.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Today is Vanilla Ice Cream Day! Yes! A lot of people say, oh, it's a bit vanilla. Well, you mean it's absolutely delicious and can't be beaten? Is that what you mean? Because that's what they should mean when they say, oh, it's a bit vanilla, when they're talking about stuff. I think it can't be beat. It's the greatest flavour of ice cream.
You're saying out of all the ice cream flavours, vanilla is the best?
Yes.
Out of cookie dough, strawberry, Neapolitan, raspberry ripple, mint choc chip, brownie bites.
Wow, you can really list ice cream.
I enjoy my food.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
So I heard there was a shortage. I thought, you know, it's a national shortage. Can I help out? Can I step in? I heard there was a hunk shortage. There's a story. They were looking for Mr. England to then go on and represent England at Mr. World.
Yeah. I didn't know there was a Mr. World.
There you are, you see. Sexist. It's crisis. Crisis.
Oh, no.
This is what the organisers were saying. Not enough people were saying, I want to be a hunk.
Yeah.
But now my heart's been broken by Miss England, Miller McGee. Maybe it's Mia. Anyway, she's called Cornwall's Pamela Anderson because that's where she lives, and she wears a red bathing suit.
Looks like stunning, Baywatch. I'm sure.
And she's got a Miss England crown on, and she's holding a surfboard that says looking for handsome men to enter Mr. England. And since Miss England got involved, all the men are queuing up now. There's loads of hunks.
No.
You can't move for hunks. Hunks from every walk of life.
Too many hunks.
Too many hunks. Too many hunks. There's like hunky wrestlers that are joining in. Hunky police people, hunky army people, hunky
boxers.
Yeah,
but have they got a hunky radio presenter?
Well,
you could talk your way in.
This is the problem. Now, the queue's massive. I've got less chance, obviously. But it also says that you've got to be free to go to Vietnam for Mr. World, 17th to the 27th of September, 2024. And I'll be doing the show.
Imagine trying to explain that to the boss. Why do you need those dates off? Going to be a hunk.
Sorry, not a hunk. International hunk, thank you.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
New feature alert, here we go. It's booze news. Yes, booze, it's news about booze. It's not big, it's not clever, and we're not endorsing or condoning it. Of course we're not. But it's just a little thing that people have been noticing. There's certain tequila bottles that come with a little plastic sombrero on them.
Oh, I love them so. I buy that because of the sombrero.
And what do you do with the sombrero?
Well, I just keep it. And well, I went through a phase of putting it on vegetables because I thought it was quite funny.
Yeah, what vegetable looks best in a sombrero, would you say?
A cucumber, actually. It fits quite nicely.
Yeah, I would have thought a cucumber looks pretty good. Yeah, excellent work.
A carrot looks like it's got a tan.
Yeah.
It's quite nice.
Okay, well, sorry, don't do that with them. What they're for, people are realising, I mean, everyone knew, really, but what people are being shocked about on the internet, it doesn't take a lot, let's be honest, to shock some of the people on the internet.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you might be shocked at this, seeing as you've been just using it as a vegetable hat. What you do is pour salt into it, okay?
Okay.
So you'll get a ring of salt in the sombrero rim.
Yeah.
And then you use your, you get your shot glass that's going to have the tequila in it, and you turn it upside down, You press it into the tequila hat, into the sombrero hat.
And then it's got a nice little
salty rim. And it picks up the
crusting,
sorts out your salty rim.
So it's a salty sombrero.
It's a salty rim sombrero dispatching item.
Wow, I'm floored. I still think it looks better as a hat on a carrot.
Oh, for goodness sake.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
So, a dog is taken to the streets of Paris with a naked flame just before the Olympics. Don't panic, though, everyone. The dog in question is Snoop Dogg, the hip-hop icon. And the open naked flame that he's going to have is the Olympic torch. He is going to be running up. This has been confirmed by the star himself and by the mayor of Saint-Denis in Paris, who has said that the last step before the Eiffel Tower, it will be an international cast, including Snoop Dogg, for the last stretch of the Olympic flame.
I still feel like an actual dog would be a safer option.
But how many years is he going to be using this for an excuse now? He's got a big thing in his hand.
Yeah.
It's glowing at one end. Smoke's coming from it.
Yeah.
Hey, officer. No, it's the Olympic torch. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Chat at the apartment block this week, Charles.
Oh my goodness, it's all going on. Henry can't get enough of the cinnamon buns that he's discovered at our local bakery.
Oh yeah.
And he made a confession, he's eaten 6 in 2 days.
That's just normal behaviour, don't worry about it, Henry.
No, these are like the size of your head. These cinnamon buns are massive.
I stand by my original statement. Well done, Henry.
I liked the confession, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, well done, Henry, you've got it off your chest there and you've won a fan in me.
Someone shared that there's a quiz night happening on Tuesdays now at a pub down the road.
Yeah.
But they can't play unless they have a team of 6 players and they needed one more person to play.
Oh, Chelsea steps in. Loves it. Loves
no,
quizzes.
No, I did not. I'm not. I'm awful at quizzes.
Okay.
I love it for the vibes, but I'm dreadful. This is where we all got shooketh. Because we call him Phantom Robin. He's in the group chat, but he never actually comments or interacts with anything. He's just there. Phantom Robin stepped up. He's no longer a phantom.
He's nominated
himself as a player for the quiz.
Oh, he's real Robin.
He's a real Robin, not a Phantom Robin.
Oh, well, let us know how if it pops up on there, how they've done. Let us know.
I'll let you know how they get on.
That would be great. Okay.
And then the gossip I know you've all been waiting for. It's not Pam this week. It is Selling Sandra.
Oh, Selling Sandra. She's got that nickname, everyone, because she sells a lot of stuff. What's she flogging this week?
She's gone charitable this week. She was giving away something for free, which is rare from Sandra. She likes a profit. Right. She found a wash and wax bottle and she doesn't have a car and she has no recall of buying it. So if anyone would like it, feel free.
Wash and wax. This is for a car, it's not for a person.
No, for a car. Okay. I've never seen it before. It's quite peculiar branding.
Yeah.
It looks like something that has like a really corny advert that plays in Wilco's.
I'm not being funny, but your car could do with a wash. Have you not thought of making an offer or just nipping in there and having it?
I like my car looking a bit rusty.
Okay. Selling Sandra, sorry. We're not interested at this end, but I'm sure someone in the WhatsApp group chat will have that off your hands. What an exciting week. As always, it has been. Put me down for the head size, whatever the
cinnamon bun,
the bakery there. That's good stuff. But in the meantime, thank you so much for sharing on WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
KMFM breakfast. Cracker snack.
The answers, please.
Here's the crack. Here is the snack.
Let's play Cracker Snack!
Morning!
Good morning, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you, you?
Oh, we're good.
We're so good.
We're good. One is gooder than the other because one's got a mouthful of snacks.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yes. Now, what do you think, Sandra? It might be that Chelsea is snacking and cracking a pond. From the sound alone, what do your ears tell you?
So, my ears tell me that it's a giant prawn cocktail. What's it?
That's very specific, you know. Are you a fond snacker of a giant what's it?
I may be, yes.
You may
I
be.
I may be, have indulged in an old what's-it snack or two.
Thing is, when you eat so many of them, you get all that orangey tongue, don't you?
Oh, yeah. What colour?
You do, yeah, and then it burns a bit.
It burns a bit. Oh, no, but in a good way, I'm sure.
It
does
burn.
What? Yeah, yeah.
Are the prawn cocktail ones still yellowy, or are they pinky? I imagine them to be pink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with a pink packet and they're sort of orangey pinky dust on them. Yeah.
Orangey pinky dust.
What more could you want in life?
Well, really, the fact that you've gone what's it, that's basic. Then you've added on that giant what's it, you've added on that the flavour of the what's it. This is the kind of cracker snack competitor we really need, Sandra.
That's what we needed today.
It's too late to enrol you in the Olympics now, but next time. Let's see if it's the right answer.
I do love a giant what's it, Sandra. They're an elite level of snack. But you're incorrect!
Oh, Sandra!
Ruined my day!
Sandra!
Oh, no.
That's actually the quote we have on the posters advertising the show. So it's funny you should say that. Sandra, have a magnificent day. Will you be snacking today yourself?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you were thinking about lying, then you decided to come clean.
I was thinking about lying.
Yeah,
but... And then my husband and daughter are looking at me going, don't lie, lie.
They are the devil's and angel on your shoulder. Sandra and family, thank you so much for making it a family affair
absolute
this morning, listening to KMFM. But it's a rollover on Cracker Snack.
Have a good day.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
This is going to be queuing out the door kind of day over at GR Eggs, the bakers. Do you remember that American lady who was over? And she was like, what's this place, GR Eggs?
GR Eggs.
We better know it as Greg's, of course. The bakery giants.
Today, best.
Katsu chicken bake goes on sale today. If you love a katsu curry.
Oh, I do love a katsu.
And you love a bake, katsu chicken bake. If I wasn't vegetarian, I think I probably would be in
You'd
the queue.
Be giving that a go.
Today. Hello to you, lunchers. If you're thinking, I'll get down there for a sausage roll. might change it up.
This is what's dangerous about Greg's. You go in there for a sausage roll and you come out with a packet of yum yums, some potato wedges because they do those now, and then four other bakes because you were like, I just like the smell.
And it's like a special language, you know, like hieroglyphics, you know, that they had on the pyramids and that. It was like sketches
all
and
these
it meant different things.
Engravings.
They've done that in the pastry of each thing, haven't they? So each pastry's got a different shape. Isn't that brilliant? Thank you to the ancient Egyptians and GR Eggs.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Fella, he's playing the National Lottery. His name's Mark. He plays the National Lottery. He's got his numbers. He plays the same numbers every week. He's got them there. Saved on his app. He looks at the numbers that come up on the draw. Checks the first one. Yeah, that's one of his. Second one. Yeah. One of his.
Oh my goodness.
Third one. One of his. Checks them all. There is numbers!
You'd feel sick, wouldn't you? I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
It's £11 million. He's on the phone. He's straight on the blower to them.
Oh my
Hello,
goodness.
National Lottery. Yeah, £11 million, please. These are my numbers. And these are the numbers that came up. Thank you very much. Let me just check. Hang on, just checking for you, Mark. You hold there. No, sorry, Mark. No, you haven't won anything. Because what you've done there, you've checked the numbers you usually play. And yes, they've come up. But this week, you didn't play. His numbers came up and he hadn't bought a ticket that week. He says he feels a little bit irritated.
Oh, that's awful. I think I might throw up. That's actually horrific.
Isn't that awful?
That is horrid.
Oh, poor guy.
Horrid. But, you'd like ban all those numbers from your life, wouldn't you? You'd never live in a house of that number.
Yeah.
I don't want those numbers on my number plate in my car.
When your wife turns 46, you have to leave
ignore
her.
Ignore it.
We had a different take on that, didn't we?
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Right, three trending things for you here. Hair trends, first of all. You know I'm all over this. Brookie blonde. That's the new go-to colour this season.
Brookie blonde.
Brookie blonde. So it is blonde colours, but with other brownish cookie-coloured tones, Brookie, okay? watch out for Mr. Smile. He is bound to come here. He's already in Japan.
Is he?
In supermarkets there. Mr. Smile is an AI program that analyzes the staff's attitudes by checking out the tones of their voices, by checking out their facial expressions, the volume of their voice, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, no.
And it tells them to be better if they get it wrong.
That sounds like something from Black Mirror. I don't like it.
No. Something better coming to supermarkets here that people have spotted. The Orange supermarket, they've noticed in their meal deal that for summer, at least, the snack element of your meal deal is now a chilli one. It could be a lolly, like a Feast or a Magnum, or as your snack, you can have an ice cream sandwich, or even a Solero if you're going for the healthy option.
Yeah. Goodbye, Twirls, Maltesers, bags of crisps.
Hello.
Get in there with a feast.
Mm-mm.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
If you need loving, if you need cheering up, you need to go to Canterbury. Worked for me beautifully. Now, last week, we had a series of challenges that you set, Chelsea, for me to celebrate. I did the air quote thing there. Celebrate 10 years on KMFM Breakfast. You know I hate hugging, so, of course, the final challenge was to go and hug people.
Yeah.
And we went to Canterbury. And I wasn't looking forward to it, but honest with you.
You weren't. Your face was on the floor when you found out.
But it had a spectacular Starfield start, my hugging.
When we hugged, I actually felt the electricity, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, as my phone was going in my pocket. Sorry about that. Anyway, Stephen Sullivan, everyone.
Woo! One hug down, nine to go.
That was our very own KMFM Stephen Sullivan.
The chances of bumping into it.
Who'd heard we were hugging in Canterbury and just wanted to get a...
Get
an armful.
Get in on the action.
He wanted to get an armful. And who can blame me? My mission was to try and get 10 hugs in total.
Yeah, one each year.
I'm Kim.
And what are you doing in Canterbury today?
Baby shopping for my daughter.
Oh, I haven't hugged any pregnant ladies yet.
Oh,
this actually counts as two.
This counts as two
because she's pregnant. It's two.
Two hugs in the bag.
Right, can I just say, you are a terrible scorekeeper. I hugged Stephen Sullivan, then I hugged that lady and that lady's daughter who had a baby inside her. So technically, I'm Stephen, my lady. I'm already up to four and you've counted two.
Because I feel like the one person voluntarily gave you a hug, the other one was forced into it.
Well, I wasn't impressed. Anyway, we hugged all kinds of other people and eventually good times.
We've got the 10 hugs. Who is our final hugger?
Jan Cahen.
Yes, Jan. You can always rely on a Jan. If you ever need, if you're getting a jam, call a Jan. That's what they say. Jan, what's your hugging experience? What makes you a good hugger?
Oh, I'm not telling.
That is why it's so good. Jan, you've helped me complete my challenge. I get a prize now. I don't know what it is. But thank you very much indeed. Have a lovely day.
Oh, yeah,
it's
double hug. Double hugging.
Bonus hug.
Thank you, Jan.
Bye. So that was like 14, 15 hugs in the end. Easy.
Canterbury are elite huggers.
Elite huggers.
A good squish.
You go to Canterbury today.
Canterbury's where you need to be.
It's the place for hugs. It's the hugging capital of Kent, I'm saying. Unless you know differently, of course, in which case you can invite Chelsea down to prove it.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
I'm going to tell you my top tier teas. I think these are the top three cups of tea.
All right.
Of all time.
Okay.
Number one.
Yeah.
The one someone else makes.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like Darjeeling. Okay. The one someone else makes. All right. Okay.
Number two. That one post work when you get from home and put your feet up.
That is a good one. Yeah.
It's the nothing else to do for the day, or at least for like the next 20 minutes while you let your cup of tea cool down. And then the final one is the first one on a weekend morning where you've got nowhere to be. Bonus points you make the cup of tea and you get back into bed.
Well, bonus points if you get those both together, where someone makes you a cup of tea and brings it to you in bed.
Well, then you're just living the best life,
aren't
you?
Do you ever do that thing when you're comfy and you're having a lay-in and your tea, someone's brought you tea and it's by the bed and you're like, oh, I really want that tea, but I'm so comfy.
Yeah, you sacrifice
the tea. That is a hard decision.
It's a difficult decision.
It's a hard one to do. But the tea usually does win.
It does win.
Oh, hello. I want a tea more than anything else in the world right now.
That's the best, isn't it?
What have you done to me? You've just sold dozens of tea bags across the
county.
Honestly,
I'm the new PG Tips monkey.
Yeah, you are. Oh, no. I can't say that. Can I say that? No. Oh, man, there's so many things I can't say right now.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Monday morning, why are you already a master or mistress of Monday?
Christine in Raynham wants to be a master of Monday because she's got the electric pump at the ready for garden pool action.
Oh, the electric pump. She's filtering.
I was always so jealous of anyone that had a paddling pool in the garden.
Well, I tell you, we got a filter. It's next level. We ain't got a filter on ours. Oh. Can I just say, I feel like a master of Monday because yesterday I got one of those patching kits for our paddling pool, which is like, if you can think of the least stickiest thing in the world, it's less sticky than that. How it's supposed to adhere to my paddling pool, I don't know. It's like putting on, I might as well put on a bit of buttered toast for all the stickiness that it had to it. Anyway, I had to embellish with some tape.
Yeah.
Some gaffer tape, yeah. And that seems to have held. So that's why I'm feeling like a master of Monday. Yeah, yeah.
Creative, I like it.
Thank you.
Dean in Gravesend said he's a master of Monday because he's going to get Tracy Acosta while she's in bed. He said, I'm not the master, but she is.
Yeah, yeah. And you just got to bow to the master. When you know who the master is, just bow to the master. Know your place.
And morning, Kelly in Margate. She said her son is the master of Monday because her son Levi is 3 today.
Levi, happy birthday.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Hot day today. Really hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
Take care, everyone. Hello, if you're going to the beaches of Kent. What a treat. What a treat is in store
so
for you
nice.
Today. It's going to be lovely and busy. All those places, all the ice cream places and the places that sell all the knickknacks and the rock and all that.
Perfect.
Going to have a great day today. All the restaurants, hope you all have a fabulous day. But, you know, the weather won't last. And then you want to get business back through the doors at the seaside, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, listen up, people of Dover and Margate and Whitstable, the Ramsgate, Dimchurch, you're everywhere on the seaside. Can you hear the sleigh bells? Here's some inspiration from Bridlington, which is up in Yorkshire.
Okay.
Next week, they're having Bridmas Day, which is Bridlington Christmas. So they're going to do lots of festive things out on the coast to remind people that Bridlington isn't just for summer. It's also for
round.
Christmas and all year round. Yeah. So they're going to be showing Elf. They're going to be having festive beach activities. Don't even ask me what they are. And the Panto stars are going to be out and about across the town.
Stop it.
So, you know what I'm saying is, let's not get left behind, people of Kent, by Bridlington.
No.
You don't want to be outdone by Bridlington. That's the last thing.
If they've got Bridmas,
if they've got Bridmas, we need to do the same as well. So, if anyone from the ice cream parlours are listening, can you do an eggnog milkshake? That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, I'd like a bit of cinnamon on top.
Lovely.
Nice sprinkle, sprinkle.
Frozen mulled wine. Mulled wine popsicles.
Oh, that. Nah, I can get on board with.
You're on board with that?
Yeah.
Barbecue turkey. Or anything you can do. Christmas it up, people. It's the future. Bridlington says so.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KM FM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KM FM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KM FM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.